Hey, and welcome back to Erin's Very Good Friends. I'm Erin, and today my very good friends Chelsea and Ashley and I are talking about season 6 of Gilmore Girls. To be honest, this may be our least favorite season of the entire series, but there's still a lot of fun things to talk about, and we would love to hear from those of you especially who may really love this season and why you love it. So feel free to go to the Instagram page and share some comments about it. Hope you enjoy this podcast. All right, we are here today for our 6th season recap of Gilmore Girls. I'm here with my very good friends, Chelsea and Ashley, again to do our season 6 recap. So, yeah, let's just get started, I guess. Season 6.
Not my favorite.
No. No, this is my least favorite season. There's just a lot that happens with relationships in general that I don't care for.
Yeah. Agreed. I know. I can't remember if I like season 7 better. Like, I don't remember. So We'll see. But I knew season 6 was not one of my favorites. So, but yeah. How does it start out this season? I can't remember.
Let's see here.
Luke and Lorelai. Lorelai proposed at the very end of season 5. She proposed to Luke. And then you're left hanging, I think, right?
Yes.
Okay. Luke says yes.
Yep.
Yes, he says yes. But he's, like, kind of bashful about, like, oh, Lorelai is actually the one that proposed, because, like, Miss Patty is asking, like, oh, how did you do it? And he's like, oh, she actually did it, you know. Yeah. So I feel like we're already off on, like, an interesting foot with that.
True, right, for sure.
And then he starts looking at rings from Kirk.
That's right. One of Kirk's jobs this season.
And he's like, how did you acquire these rings?
Gosh. Oh my gosh, that is funny. This is the first season actually to not feature Jared Padalecki as Dean, so that's kind of interesting. He is not in this season at all, I think.
That is interesting. I feel like last season there was an episode where it said, like, oh, this is his last appearance in the series, and I was like, what? That's great. I don't know.
It's crazy. It was a weird scene too, I think. It was like him and Luke arguing about something. Yeah. I think that was like the last time he showed up.
Yeah. I can't even remember if he's in the reboot. Do you know?
He is.
Okay.
It's like one scene.
Yeah.
Of course, okay. It's him and Rory and Dozies. They run into each other, I think.
Gotcha. Okay.
He is briefly. So yeah, that's true. He's like not in season 7 either. So.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And also what was funny was, so the other part of beginning of it is like Rory doing her community service and stuff for stealing the yacht. And,
right.
In court, that court scene was kind of funny. But Rory's court date is June 3rd. And later in the season, Lorelai says that will be their wedding date, which I thought was kind of
funny. That's interesting.
That date pops up a couple times for different
things. That is an interesting coincidence. I wonder if they did that on purpose or if they just, like, threw out a date.
I know. I sometimes wonder if they have no idea what they're doing at times. Not, like, no idea what they're doing, but, like, that they don't catch those things that, like, avid fans do.
Right. We've seen this 20 times. We know June 3rd is repeating.
They do that because it's like they know that will catch it.
I know. It's funny to listen again to Scott Patterson's podcast because it's the first time he's watching it through. And, like, they're talking and he's, like, making predictions or, like asking questions. And it's like, we all know the answers and he doesn't. And it's really funny.
Yes. That is great. I actually did listen to part of an episode where he was interviewing Michelle.
Oh, yes. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I liked it. I need to listen to more.
Cool. And he does get Milo on there, guys.
Okay, maybe I should just skip. I should just skip to that episode then.
It's really good. Yeah.
Cool.
Too short, but...
okay, sorry. I'm getting us off track.
No, you're fine.
Oh, this was kind of a random thing too. I guess first episode still, but like when Paris comes over to Lorelai's house, I think to like confront her about Rory or something not going back to school, I think. Mm-hmm. And she repeatedly is asking who Luke is. And Lorelai asks if they've met and they both say no, but they actually did meet before.
What? Like,
when Rory was at Chilton and Paris came to the diner to try to find a CD story for the newspaper. So, like, they had met before, but...
I don't think I realized that they both said no.
Yeah. I guess.
So, yet.
But maybe not.
Well, that's what my trivia said. That could be wrong. Very well, could be wrong.
So, yet another instance where you're like, do you guys know what you're doing? Come on.
I know. Pretty early on, Lorelai adopts a dog.
Paul Inca. Such an odd thing.
Feel like it's very strange. Yeah, it's just out of her normal things that she does. And I feel like she's not a dog person. And she adopts the weirdest dog ever.
I know, right? Which is funny. I remember, like, early on in the series, though, like, she wanted a pet. At this like market, no. And everyone's like, don't let her get a pet. And now she has a dog.
Yeah. Yeah. It is interesting. And it kind of stinks, you know, she's just like feeling sad. And so she's like, well,
yeah.
I'm going
to. It was like to replace the void. Fill the void, basically.
For sure. Right. We could talk about how Rory, she starts volunteering like for the DAR and working for them with Emily. Yeah. We could talk about that a little bit. I just thought that was really weird because again, I feel like Rory is just a very different person in this season than she is in the rest of the series. And maybe it's just like her getting older and so she's changing into a different person. But even like there's a switch later in this season back to kind of how she used to be. So I don't know. But she kind of owns it, too. Like, she does a good job with it. Right. And Emily's, like, I don't know. I don't even know. It's not, like, they're bonding. It's almost kind of, like, Rory's, like, I'm taking charge of this. And Emily's, like, I've been doing this forever. I know what's up.
Yeah.
And so there's an interesting, like, friction there, I guess.
For sure. And then Rory, like you said, she does, like, a really good job. And Emily is super proud, I think, and, like, she just is excited for Rory and, like, wants her to keep doing it, basically.
Because it's essentially the daughter's dad.
That's true. Like, she's
being the opposite of Lorelai right now.
Yes, that's true. Ooh.
And then Richard, though, is not excited about it.
He finally, his eyes are opened, finally, when he runs into Mitchum at that party.
Yeah.
Andrew and I were watching that episode together, and we were, like, clapping when Richard was yelling at him. I loved that scene. Funny. It's such a good scene just because he says everything that needs to be said to Mitchum. And then I love also Emily's reaction to Mrs. Huntsberger. And she's just, like, so smiley and, like, sugary sweet, but saying terrible things. And also we're like, yes! Emily, say it.
I love that scene too. Like that episode for like a few different reasons. I think it's a cool episode. But with Emily like talking to Shira Huntsberger and like telling her what's what. It and with the smile and everything, like it was perfect.
Yes. And visually it's pretty too, because isn't it? It's I forget what the theme of the like party is.
World War II theme.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really cool. And they had, like, that, I don't know what you call it, but that a cappella singing group or something.
Yes.
Or maybe not. Maybe it was, like, big band-ish, too, but
yes.
It was really cool.
It's good.
And that one is Paris. Okay, this is super weird and random, I think, in the storyline, but I guess they needed to get Paris into that. But she finds out that, like, all her money is gone.
Oh, yes.
Her parents, like, lost their money, and now she's poor and broke or whatever. And she's like, I don't know what to do. And Rory's like, well, you do whatever everyone else does when they need money. Get a job. And so Paris, like, joins the catering team or something. And she's, like, so bent on, like, is it like Marxist, like the oppression of the poor people?
I think so. Yes.
Like, it's so funny, just some of her comments, like with Rory being the head person and running it, and yeah, it's really funny.
Yes, I do like that a lot. That was funny. And I like how at first, like, Rory's giving directions and, you know, obviously she's in charge and Kara is like also doing that. And Rory's like, okay, actually, hey, I need you to go stand over there, please. I got this.
She's like, oh yeah, sure thing, boss.
Yes, hilarious.
Oh, I have some trivia.
Ooh.
Okay, in episode 8.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a mention, I think Lorelai's going through like different actors, but like I think referencing like who Luke is, and she cracks a joke saying Donald Sutherland, and he's like too old, or one of them goes too old. And I'm like, wasn't a Sutherland mentioned?
Yes.
And it was in the year of life. Yeah. And he's actually friends with Kiefer Sutherland.
That's right.
And I think he is in real life too, probably. But it was just funny because I'm like,
Donald said it. Wait, wait, wait. They mentioned him, but in reality Luke is friends with Kiefer, so it's like, why do you say, oh yeah, Kiefer's my friend, you know? Yeah, true. Inconsistency. Yeah, that's so funny. So random. Oh, I was gonna say, back with like Rory's community service and stuff, I remember a scene early on where she's outside working, you know, picking up trash or something, and Lorelai drives by.
Aww.
And gets out of the car and they talk, but it's just like this fighting match, a little bit of just like one-upping each other of how they hurt each other, kind of.
Yeah.
And like Rory was upset about the engagement, or that Lorelai didn't tell her.
Yeah.
And Luke slipped it when Rory came and saw him and stuff. And then, but Lorelai is still like, well, but you're, where are you living again? What's your address? And all that stuff. It was just, like, so sad to see that scene and how much they're hurting, but, like, still refusing to, like, come back together.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I both have that are legitimate that they're upset about, and, yeah, it is hurtful.
It's really hurtful. Yes.
I don't know. Even though Lorelai is obviously upset with Rory, it's just kind of shocking she didn't tell her that she and Luke were engaged. Yeah.
That's true. It is a big deal. And she's the mom still.
Like, right. Be the adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
This is why she's the worst. But Rory is actually the worst. So.
She did try to call her, I think, that one time. And her phone number was different. So she couldn't even... She could have asked for a new phone number from Lane or her mom or something, but like, I think that made her mad too, or just hurt. Like, she didn't even tell me she changed her number, all that
stuff. We should talk about Rory's 21st birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was interesting how Rory and Lorelai both were sharing with either Logan or Luke about how their plans, or like what their plans were going to be for Rory's 21st birthday, how they're going to go to Atlantic City and play 21 when they're turning 21 and like sip martinis and or whatever. And how they were both like pretty sad about it. But I liked how encouraging Luke and Logan both were to their partners. I thought that was like really kind, but an interesting way that Rory's birthday actually did turn out.
I know. Like, Emily threw her this big party, right?
Right. I like that she got excited, though, to invite her mom. She's like, yes, let's invite mom. And she calls, like, Luke's, or Rory calls Luke's upset, like, hey, is my mom coming? I need to know if we need to make her a chocolate box.
Oh, and I know.
I was like, oh, there's a glimmer of hope in their relationship. Yay.
And I feel like it's not long after her birthday where the relationship between her and Emily started to change. Because, like, well, and I think, honestly, well, one, like, they start to question her relationship with Logan.
Oh, yeah.
And have her priest.
Yes, the pastor, and she's like, I've already done it. That ship has sailed a long time ago. But, like, just Rory deciding not to be available for certain functions.
Then they move her into the main house.
Oh, yeah.
They find out she sleeps with Logan.
Uh-huh.
But then character change.
Okay.
Jess comes back.
Yes! I wrote some big letters, too.
And I feel like this episode where he first comes back, I hate Logan in this episode. He's such a jerk. And then and then Jess is back. He wrote a book. And then I go, I don't know if I actually caught this the first time through, because let's be real, I don't usually watch this season very often. But, like, Jess is kind of responsible for Rory going back to Yale.
Yep.
Like, what are you doing? Yep. She's like, I don't know.
That is, like, one of my favorite scenes. Probably my favorite scene this whole season.
Yes, because you see the realization in her face. Like, oh, what am I doing?
Exactly. Jess understands her and knows her. And he's like, what are you doing? Why did you drop out of Yale?
Hear his voice right now. He did a good job.
This isn't you. This isn't you, Rory. Oh gosh, that is really good. And he wrote a book.
Yeah.
Yep. So like all the potential that we knew was there, he put it to use and he like really became something. And I mean, it was not a big deal of a book, but just that he was working in something he cared about and like writing and stuff, like he really got his stuff together.
Mm-hmm. You see the potential that he had.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. Yep.
The whole episode where he comes back, I'm just wishing for Rory to choose him and I say, know. You know what? This life is stupid. What am I doing? And I feel like she is at a crossroads, you know, again. She's always at a crossroads with Jess. Like, Jess or Dean, Jess or Logan. Mm-hmm. And like, this could have been an opportunity for her. And I think Logan does have some good qualities and characteristics. But, Chelsea, I totally agree with you. He's awful in this episode.
Yes. And then, like several episodes later, before he decides to go off to South America, there is one moment where I actually do feel sorry for Logan. I think it's when, like, Rory witnesses Mitchum pretty much just tearing, it was the Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Valentine's.
But like when like he shows up at the
Martha's Vineyard
place and he's like getting on a plane now.
Right.
And like, and even like I think Rory, you see it in Lorelai's face because she understands that life.
Yes.
And so you could see her almost like never said it, but she empathized for him, I think, at that point.
Yeah. Definitely.
Right. For sure.
Episode 9 is ridiculous. It's crazy. It's like you're so happy, and then at the end of the episode you're like, are you kidding me? Because you know, Luke and Lorelai are putting off like setting a date for the wedding until everything's right with Rory.
Yeah.
And everything is right with Rory and you're so excited. Like, she's like, oh, I'm actually pulling into the driveway now.
Oh, that was so sweet. Yeah.
Yes, I love that part.
They're reuniting.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then Lorelai's so excited to tell Luke, and Luke has this horrible, or not horrible, but this news that he can't even tell her yet.
Yeah, I know. Which, that's like a whole thing. Like, Luke, why?
Especially right after they literally just had the conversation, no more secrets. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
That was his thing, too.
I mean, I get time to process, but come on, Luke.
But he
come
waited, on. Like, what, 2 or 3 months or something?
Yes. Yes.
And she punched out in the diner when she says, he's my dad.
That's, what did you guys think about that storyline in general, like, adding that in?
It's, to me, I think it's pretty unbelievable. Like, I think that the storyline could have done without it, to be honest.
They were just reaching for things at that point.
Like, yeah,
just figure out how to keep them apart, sort of, or like, they can't be happy yet.
Keep the drama flowing.
Yeah,
even just watching like the earlier seasons, like season 1 and 2, and knowing that this is coming, it just doesn't really make sense with who Luke is.
I know. Right. It was sad. Yeah,
and like, who wouldn't? I mean, like, I'm sorry, but it's Luke. Well, I would. I would want him to know he's my baby daddy, you know? Like,
right, exactly.
Right.
And then Anna, his old girlfriend, isn't even like, stay away from my daughter or anything. She's like, oh, well, yeah, if you want to be part of her life, sure. It was like, okay, well, why didn't you do that 12 years ago? You know, 13, however old she is. Mm-hmm. Like, she's very, very interesting, like how chill she is, but then wanting to not tell him. So
right, for sure, that was
strange,
weird. Like I know, listening to the podcast and different things, like Luke's or Scott Patterson's podcast, people hated April. Like the fans of the show, like hated her.
Really?
Yes. So, or like the actress, even they were like so mad about this storyline breaking up Luke and Lorelai, basically. So the poor girl. The actress was good. Like April was a cool, like a cute character, I think. And I like that Luke is a dad, but it's just like, why did this have to happen like this? It's so weird.
Can we backtrack a little and maybe transition into other episodes on like Lane's storyline?
Yes.
Because I found it funny because like the season starts out, they were touring all summer and like starving, and then Lane breaks it to him as they're like entering Sarah's hotel. We're actually rich. We have this much money. And they're like, what are you talking about? That and was then so the guys funny. Go blow it on a sound system that doesn't work.
That was so annoying. Wow. Lane puts up with a lot.
She does. She does. And then a couple episodes later, the band is together still, and Lane is getting upset because all the songs with girl names.
Yeah.
And then Zach's response is nothing rhymes with Lane.
Lane. Pain.
And then Brian makes him jealous because he makes a song called Lane. I thought that was really
cute.
Brian is so great.
He is great. I like him a lot.
Even that little thing of Brian writing that song for fun, that I feel like is what makes Zach go a little nuts.
Yeah.
Because he's jealous. Yeah. And then he gets all like, well, I'm buying all this equipment and like, we're doing it my way, and then it like falls apart.
They break up. Yeah, because he like, they get this opportunity to like eventually make it big.
And
he ruins it.
Yeah, and then they break up. Or Lane and Zach.
And she moves back to Mrs. Kim's home, and she's like Mrs. Kim and living and breathing almost like in the store
for sure. But they do get back together. I think after a while of seeing each other from a distance and then whatever and being upset and missing. Mm-hmm. And then Zach comes into the diner sometime, right? Yeah. And he just proposes to her. It's really cute.
It's so sweet. I love it. I love that everybody was there and she's just like, afterwards, she's just in a daze and like handing people food.
Yeah. I love it because she's like,
relatable.
I'm getting married. It looks like I know.
It's so cute. Then Zach like goes to Mrs. Kim to ask for her permission or whatever, which he had already proposed. And she's like asking him, or he like comes with like his bank statements and like,
oh my gosh,
a reference letter and things like that, which is so funny. And then she basically wants to know, like, you want to be a musician, so you need to write a hit song. And they like write this song together, and it's kind of cute.
That is cute.
Like, she like gets out the stool for him, just like bend down on one knee.
Yes.
And
it's so funny.
And like, Lane realizes what's going on, and so that was just really sweet.
It was. And Mrs. Kim is like, not that ring, that'll scare the children.
That was so sweet. She's like, here.
I love that.
Here you go.
So cute.
Yes. Can we go back to April for just a second?
Yes.
It was bothering me. I was like, I feel like she plays in something else as well, like later on.
Yes.
And she actually appears in an episode of Parenthood and acts with Lauren Graham in an episode.
What?
So, yes. I was trying to figure out when or what episode it is. It's only one episode. And I couldn't really figure out who her character was because it's not a... Did you guys watch Parenthood or not?
Yeah.
The name is Holly, so I think it was just like a very minor role. Yeah. But then she's also in Grey's Anatomy. But like, I mean, everybody's in Grey's Anatomy, so
right, that is funny. It's true.
And yeah, but how funny is that she was like, oh, with Lauren Graham.
Oh wait, was she and Lauren Graham's son on that show? Right, they were doing a project together.
Okay, okay.
I think that's it. And he liked her, but she didn't like him. That's now it's so coming funny. Back.
Hilarious.
Yes. And she was also like a star on the show Switched at Birth, which is ironic because they requested a DNA test in the show's very first episode, which is
what?
The first appearance of her in Gilmore Girls is like doing a DNA test.
Right.
Yeah. Huh.
So I never watched that, but.
That's, yeah. I haven't watched that either. But also, sorry, I'm like talking about Parenthood a little bit. Yes, but like,
please.
It's funny because in the, we'll get to this, I guess, but in the reboot of Gilmore Girls, there's a lot of Parenthood characters that she like had come into the show. So it's just funny, like the crossover.
Parenthood's good.
It is good.
Time.
We talk about. Jess appears again when he has his party, and that's when Luke does the chaperoning of April's trip.
So
and Rory shows up because Logan's been a jerk. So,
yeah,
I mean, that's not really why she showed up, but
kind of, April. I think
she kind of loves Jess still
for sure.
Luke is proud of Jess, and then Rory meets April,
right? Yeah,
which Lorelai still had not done, and then I put. The look Jess gives Rory when she shows up, I'm like, oh.
Yes.
It's like, come on, girl. And then after, like, Rory freaks out, she was like, what am I doing? I should have done this. I can't even cheat on him, right? Like, he did. And then he's like, and, you know, then he gets defensive again with her. And then he goes, if it makes you feel any better, you can tell him that
we did
something.
I love Jess. That was a really good episode too. Any episode where Jess comes back is like gonna be my favorite episode of the season.
Yeah.
But I love that he's in it again, and you can see like his world a little bit. His work and where he lives and what he's doing. And yes, for sure the Jess and Luke relationship in that episode of like Jess is like trying to pay him back for stuff.
Yeah.
And Luke's like, ugh, you don't have to do that. Like, and they hug and it's just so nice.
Yeah.
It's so good. I love that.
I'm not sure which I think I honestly probably love that more, like the Luke and Jess relationship in many ways.
Yeah.
It's just like the
romance.
But it's Luke like, is really like a dad to
a
him.
A father figure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah. But I hate that Rory like kind of led him on right there because he was mad at Logan and
he asked like, are you here alone? And she's like, yep, sure
which
am.
She was, but she was with Logan still. So that was annoying.
Yes, I agree.
And then Logan gets in this terrible accident in Costa Rica, right?
Right.
While he's on. And that really, well, did we miss like why Rory was so mad at Logan?
We did.
I was trying to think back. Yes, we should talk about that.
Yes.
That was at Honor's wedding.
Oh, Honor's wedding.
And she finds out like pretty much all but one of the bridesmaids slept with Logan during their break. Like, she didn't think they were broken up.
Right, and Logan did.
Whoops.
Yeah.
I have more trivia.
Yay.
Sorry, this is more me nerding out. That same episode was when Rory did, like, the journalism panel.
Mm-hmm.
And the pompous Princeton guy is actually Leslie Aaron Jr., who later plays Aaron Burr in the original cast of Hamilton.
Oh.
Oh.
I was like, I love him.
That's funny.
And then one of the bridesmaids is Abigail Spencer, who I loved the show. It was only on for like 2 seasons, but Timeless.
Okay.
And basically they go back in time and accidentally change history a few times. And then she also played one of the main characters, sisters on Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
So
that's nice.
There's some little trivia for you.
For sure.
But yeah, and so yeah. And she is one of the ones that Logan did not sleep with.
Okay. Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, Logan.
I hate that because, like, I don't know. It's hard because he really thought in his mind that they were broken up, but Rory didn't.
And, right. Like, they didn't really actually say anything.
I know. I don't know.
I feel like they just got into a fight and or a disagreement and then didn't talk for a little bit. And so I don't know why he assumed they were broken up. Yeah. Like, that's I don't know.
Well, because he's always like, I'm not a boyfriend, whatever, material, blah, blah, blah. But I think it's sort of funny when Rory goes to her psychologist appointment or something at Yale.
She melts down.
And just, like, loses it after a while, like, talking about Logan and then Dean. And it's just kind of funny. And
yes.
The coffee cart.
Uh-huh.
I forgot about that episode. That's funny.
Also when Rory and Doyle both get drunk at the bar. Yeah. And, like, Doyle even tries to make a pass on. She's like, what are you doing?
And she gives him her coat because he's cold.
Yes. And he shows up wearing it. And Paris is like, what are you wearing?
Yeah. That's when both of those couples get back together or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But Rory is still like very like,
yeah,
not okay with it, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
So she's very cold towards Logan and like doesn't. I don't know. She's like glad I think that he's going on that trip.
Uh-huh. Also, sorry. During this kind of time after Rory moves out, Richard and Emily are looking at houses in Stars Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's freaking Lorelai out and she's thinking that they're gonna move there.
Yes.
But during one of these episodes, there's a scene where Emily and Richard are driving. I don't know if it was like Richard like slammed on the brakes when she's like, oh, you're gonna make me spill my coffee. And I was like, okay, so Emily's drinking coffee in the car. But previously Lorelai was not allowed to have coffee in the
true.
Car. Remember the episode where she was like out the window?
Yeah.
So I was like, see, I've catched all these
inconsistencies.
Yeah.
Maybe she's loosening up in her old age.
There you go. Yeah.
But that was a funny little bit of, like, them looking around Stars Hollow for a house and Kirk, like, spilling the beans kind of to Lorelai and she was, like, forcing out the information. And she's freaked out that they're moving to Stars Hollow.
Yeah.
But turns out they're actually trying to buy a house for Lorelai and Luke. And it's sweet.
Yeah. It's really sweet.
And isn't that because up until then... They're assuming June 3rd is still happening.
Yes, that's right.
And so, and isn't that when Lorelai finally, she's like, it's not happening.
Yeah.
And she like, and like, that's like one of the, I know there's other moments, but like, I feel like that's one of the moments where you're like, oh my gosh, Emily has a heart.
I know.
You can see her just break for her daughter.
I know. So sad. Yeah, it was like Luke and Lorelai kind of with their relationship going back to it, but the whole April thing, and not even April herself, but just how Luke handled that. Really messed up things because then isn't it, well, maybe I'm jumping too far ahead, but Lorelai basically comes to him eventually and is like, let's just elope, like, won't that solve everything if we're just married? Because like Anna wouldn't let her spend time with April basically, and Luke wouldn't either, and all that stuff. So
yeah, because she hosted the birthday party.
Yes, so she did like give him an ultimatum, but like, it makes sense. Like,
it's just
getting married.
Yeah.
Like, they had waited a long time.
Yeah.
Yep.
So sad. And then Luke can't do it because he can't, like, make the jump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh. It is very upsetting.
Yes.
Sorry, back. After Logan gets hurt, Rory rips into Mitchum for not being at the hospital.
Yes.
And I remember that when he finally shows up, she just kind of gives him a cold stare. And he just, like, keeps walking. I was like, yeah, you better keep walking, man.
I love that episode, the part where Rory is talking to Paris on the phone because Rory can't get any information from the doctors because she's not family. And then Rory's like, I don't even know what's going on. And Paris like gets the number for it. And you see off in the distance then the nurse and then the doctor on the phone, like very uncomfortable. And then Paris calls Rory back, gives her all the information. It's just hilarious.
So great.
I love so Paris. Great. So then after that, like with Logan, when he's recovering, like Rory was so scared of losing him after that accident. So she realizes how much she loves him and forgives him and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing,
mm-hmm.
I guess, if you want Logan and her together.
Right.
Do you guys want them together or do you want her and Jess together?
I mean, forever Jess.
Yeah.
But
I know, like, I always would say Jess, I think. But I feel like Logan's my second favorite for sure.
I agree.
And, like, they're good together for the most part, I would say. What do you think, Ashley?
I don't know. Like, I really like Jess. I don't know if I like Jess for Rory.
Because he's too good for her.
I feel like they just haven't worked together. And I feel like Logan and Rory do work together. So
That's true.
I think, like, their drive and their ambition, you know, well, like, you're seeing Jess moving forward with that. Mm-hmm. But it's in a different way, maybe.
Right.
Where, like, Rory and Logan are very career-oriented, or, like, sort of. Like, Logan has to do certain things, but he comes from this world of wealth and all the high, so, like, networking and journalism stuff, mm-hmm. right? Like, since his dad is big in the newspaper world. So, like, that does make sense to me that they would like each other and want to, or be good together. Mm-hmm. But I just still can't get over some of the flaws of Logan, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But.
Like sleeping with other girls.
Yeah. Yeah. A little thing. And like.
He's just a playboy.
And just like his. Like, I think he could be faithful to her if he understood the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But I just think he is kind of arrogant sometimes. Yeah. And like, I don't know. But. She can maybe bring him down to earth sometimes, too. So
yeah.
I think one of my favorite episodes this season mm-hmm. is Lane's wedding.
Yes.
Oh, so good.
Ashley, I was telling Erin, I had to look something up before we started because I could have sworn, because the title of that episode is I Get a Sidekick Out of You, mm-hmm. but I thought for sure the title was 62 Koreans, 58 Seats.
Oh, man.
But I'm like, maybe it was how it was titled on TV at one point, maybe. Because I could have sworn that was what the title was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was really confused. But mm-hmm. but that would have been a good title. But
that would have been. Yes.
But that was one of my favorite episodes, I think. Because, like, you know, Grandma shows up. And so Lane's like, I'm in a line of boards and keeping things from your mother.
I love that. Yes.
Because Grandma's Buddhist.
Grandma's a Buddhist and
doesn't know
Mrs.
her.
Mrs. Kim is a Seventh-day Adventist.
It's great.
It's cute. That's a really cute one of just Lane,
yeah.
you know, getting married.
Yeah.
But then I hate it because Lorelai, her and Luke are kind of, you know, struggling, and he's not at the wedding, and she comes with Christopher then, and Lorelai gets drunk and then gives sort of a speech, but it turns into just like, I'm never getting married, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. So that was really sad.
Yeah. We know where that's going.
Yeah, for sure.
But also, oh, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm everywhere. But not the last episode, but the next to last episode. Emily has LASIK.
Yes.
And I go, but I've never seen her wear glasses.
That's true. That part was really funny of, like, Emily being so helpless.
I think the ending was, like, nice because she's like, why are we here, Mom? Why are we here at that realtor's office? Or I don't even know what kind of office it is. I guess it's a realtor, but they have that, like, whole presentation waiting and it's just a very sweet gesture that they were going to buy the house for them. But sad ending that Lorelai's like, it's not going to happen.
Uh-huh.
We're not getting married. Oh, so
yeah,
so sad.
Yeah.
But then that basically forces, or like kind of pushes Lorelai to confront Luke about it all, which is good because she was kind of just like going along with everything, even though she wasn't okay with it, you know? And Luke, like, needs to be pushed, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
But
when he says no.
I know.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
I know.
Because she's like, let's elope. Let's do this.
Yeah. Of course, Lorelai, when she's upset, broken up with Luke, runs over to Christopher's house.
Right.
Ugh.
Just ridiculous.
My goodness.
She could have done so many other things, or I don't know.
That was really disappointing.
or just been like an adult and talked about it with.
Yeah.
Or like, because I feel like she didn't even really voice some of these things to him before. Like, it's obvious to us because we're seeing her side of things and like seeing what she's going through with not being in April's life at all, like not even getting to interact with her. But if she had just talked to him and said, like, this is how I'm feeling, like this, and I don't feel like she did that, like at all. So she was just kind of like there and like, okay, sure, whatever. Like, yeah. I don't know. Talk about it.
That's I know.
Talk to each other.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, exactly.
In that episode too, Rory throws Logan a farewell party because he's going to London for a year or something, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
For work.
Like immediately after graduation, basically.
Yeah. Yep.
That was cute.
I did like this a lot.
Sad too. Like I did feel bad. Like this is her realizing like he's leaving.
Yeah.
She's not gonna get to be with him all the time.
And, right. Yeah, that scene where he leaves, you know, their apartment and like he says, like, you can't come with me or else I won't get on the plane. That was cute.
Yeah.
At the end of that episode too, like before Luke and Lorelai break up and she like runs to Christopher, Emily and Richard, aren't they going somewhere for the summer or something? They're like, oh, we have to do all these like last minute plans because we're not going to be here. And so they invite Christopher over to Friday night dinner.
Yes.
And they also invite like a family friend over to like try to set him up.
Right.
But I thought that it was really funny because it's Jan from The Office.
I know. That was really funny.
Yeah.
To see her in a different role. And on Gilmore Girls, of all things. I don't know.
Yes.
That was funny.
I also loved that Lorelai climbed in her back seat and was like,
and then counseling session.
Cool, here we go. Yeah.
That was funny. Even
after she was like being so terrible at dinner, like to be like, I don't know, off putting to sure. their setup.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. Okay, this season I think has one of my all time favorite scenes though, and I'm trying to find it. It's the one where it's at Richard and Emily's house. And they're basically replaying that scene of like Lorelai asking for their help with Rory for the yacht. Isn't it this season? Yeah, because they laugh. The one scene they cut to like them laughing about how Emily told Shira all that crap. All that stuff.
That was so good. I know we already talked about that.
So funny. So oh, here. It was episode 13, Friday Night's All Right for Fighting. And it's them arguing and redoing a scene from a previous episode, eating dinner, laughing hysterically, all that stuff. So it's really funny.
That is funny. I like that. They're so creative with the way that they frame scenes and episodes. I like it.
Yes. Good. Oh, there were a couple of fun trivia things that I... One was a Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants reference.
Oh.
What?
Yes. Okay, so it's the episode of Rory's 21st birthday. So Emily tells Logan she wanted to make sure he wasn't planning to whisk Rory off to Santorini for her birthday. And in the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants,
Texas
played Lena, a girl who travels to Santorini, Greece to visit her grandparents.
That's funny.
Which probably was filmed around then.
Yeah.
Like,
so good. I do like that a lot. I really enjoyed that book series.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The books were definitely better, as usual. but I still enjoyed it. I appreciated the movies.
Oh, another one of Sisterhood. This is from The Perfect Dress, where Lorelai finds her wedding dress, all the whatever. Mm-hmm. But then Paris is handing out a new assignment at the Yale Daily News, and she mentions a Russ Tamblyn. Russ Tamblyn is an actor and the father of Amber Tamblyn, Alexis, real life best friend and co-star of the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. What was her character's name again?
Tibby.
Yeah. So I just love that they threw in a couple of that's Sisterhood cool. references.
That's funny.
All right. Should we, any other comments on just the show or the season overall?
I don't think so. Least favorite.
Yeah. Least favorite.
Yeah.
Yep. So now what do we want to do? Kirk's jobs this season?
Sure.
All right. Do you remember any that he did?
I mean, he's the realtor.
Oh yeah, he's the realtor. Yep.
Jewelry salesman.
Yep. Engagement ring. Yep.
Those are the only two I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay, so he also apparently was a physical therapist in the first episode. I can't remember that scene. We'll have to look back at it. Board of Tourism Representative. That was probably the name, the road names changing.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh, he also, was this the season where Taylor was away for like yes. one of the festivals?
Yes.
Quote unquote. And so Kirk is in charge.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, Winter Carnival coordinator. Yep, that's right. He hands out samples at Taylor's old-fashioned soda shop. Attempted job. He tries to run Luke's when Luke heads off to chaperone April's field trip.
Oh, yes.
And Caesar, like, gets him or whatever. Oh, yeah, this is funny. He starts a company called Yummy Bartenders.
They're too yummy!
You're too yummy!
That's
Lane's wedding.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, and then he sets up the home movie for April's birthday party.
That's right. Okay.
So he had 9 jobs this season. Not as many as some seasons, but he is working towards, I forget if it was, I think like 62 or 52 jobs he had in Gilmore Girls. 62.
So many. So many. Oh my gosh.
All right, so now our time of rating the season. And I think we're going to go with how many sores and boils do you give this season because of the name of the Dragonfly's Road, Sores and Boils, when they rename all the roads. So 1 out of 5.
I would give it a 2.
Ooh, all right. Why do you think?
Because like what I said at the beginning, just like the relationships are sad to me and I feel like not consistent with the rest of the series.
Yeah.
That was probably low. You guys are probably gonna be like 4.
No. But 3. I'm gonna give it a 3, I think. I mean, that's generous, but I'll give it a 3 just because like it was okay. It was okay. Mm-hmm. There were definitely a lot of funny things, I think, this season. And, like, I'm trying to think, I don't know, I realized, like, we didn't even talk that much about other characters, because there was just so much drama with Rory and Lorelai, like,
right,
which is, I mean, they're the main characters of the show, but usually, I don't know, we always find good, like, side stories, too, or, like, Suki and Jackson, mm-hmm. There was some stuff there, but not a whole lot.
Yeah, we did kind of forget about them finding the weed.
They had, like, so many pounds of marijuana in their backyard or something. That was funny.
Sorry.
But, yeah, it was okay. A 3.
Yeah, I almost was gonna, I wasn't gonna give it a 1, but I was leaning towards 1.5, but I'd probably go with 2 as well, okay. Just because the other characters, I think I really enjoyed
mm-hmm.
Lane and Zach's
yeah.
relationship development along yes. from Mrs. Kim in there too.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously once Lorelai and Rory were back to normal,
yeah.
That kind of helped redeem, and always if Jeff shows up, that
it's redeemed. Always better.
So yeah, I'd say a 2.
I'm giving it a 2.5 now. 2.5, but I don't think it deserves a 3. You're right. The only like redeeming things are that Jess comes back and like Lane, basically. Or like
her right. story
and
right.
Yeah, you're right. It's like maybe the worst season for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So except I don't remember season 7 yet very well. So
I mean, I don't love it either. I haven't watched it yet, but I don't love it either. But I think because of the friction between so many key roles in season 6, it probably is my least favorite.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things I don't love about 7 either, but we'll get there.
Yeah,
we'll get there next time.
I know, I'll have to look it up for sure. But I think didn't Amy Sherman-Palladino not do season 7? I think
one of them didn't.
I think yes, I think one of them. Yep.
So that explains, I think, some things in season 7, how it's different or didn't feel as, or just not as great, but she was doing it season 6, I think, so
yeah,
I think, right? I'll have to look it up.
Maybe there is some
friction
going on at that point.
Happening, for sure. Okay, so season 6, overall, we give it 2 sores and boils.
I mean, if we wanted to go the opposite, you know, like, because sores and boils are gross, then it would be, like, a 5 if, like, you wanted to give them, like,
all the sores and boils.
Yeah. All the sores and boils.
Oh, man. Well, love good it. Times. Thanks for doing this again, you guys.
Yeah, it's so, so good.
We have one more season to do. And then we haven't even talked about it, but are we going to do a year in the life?
I feel like, I mean, I know none of us love, like, it wasn't a great thing, but in a way it would round it out.
I agree. You know?
Yes. We should do it. Yep.
Good. Let's plan on it then. So, yay, season 7. Can't believe we're already there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Ashley.
Bye.
All right, that is a wrap on our season 6 recap. How many sores and boils would you give season 6? We ended up there around a 2, honestly. Not big fans of it. So would love to hear from other Gilmore Girl fans, and especially those who enjoyed season 6 more than us. What did you like about it? So feel free again to go over to our Instagram @ErinsVeryGoodFriends and share your thoughts. Thanks for listening.